So we take Michaud's ballad number 9, Dame ne regardez pas, and connect. We do a couple of arrangements of this in alternation with a few of Peter Oblinger pieces. So there are a couple of flute and Rauschen, piccolo and Rauschen, and then a cello solo called Kreutzer, and then his reel as imaginary, that's a spoken text with noise. And so we organized the pieces more or less in alternation, I think, Michaud and then Oblinger back and forth to create a dialogue with each other, but also a sort of reaction in your ears between the ballad melody, either totally recognizing it or only parts of it in connection with the block of sound that distorts it in Oblinger, and then sometimes we use that in Michaud as well.
We weren't sure what the idea was when we started. It was more of Rachel's intuition about matching the two together. But one of the nice things about our collaboration is that we tend to elevate each other's ideas and really energize them, I would say. So what we discovered as we were intuitively diving into the music was that both were dealing with ideas of complexity and simplicity. The deception of maybe a melody being simple, or the idea that old music is simple, and then against the idea that Oblinger has, where white noise represents the sum of all sound at once. And while it sounds like one complex thing, in a way it's it creates simplicity of its own, because you can only hear everything, you have no way of penetrating the sound. So in a way, by putting simple singular musical ideas against complex walls of sound, you show that these ideas of something being simple or something being complex begin to fold on to each other and create kind of a loop, a feedback loop between the two ideas. Peter Oblinger is really interested not just in sound as music, but sound as an exploration of audibility in itself. So what you can hear or what you can't hear. And he explores that by going through kind of different extremes. So extreme loudness or extreme quiet, extreme in just the mass of sound or the simplicity of sound. So from maybe a sine tone to white noise, which are almost the exact opposites in that regard. So the music specifically that we're playing in this concert deals with audibility by having the instrumentalist play, or the speaker as a person speaking, speak against these walls of white noise. And what escapes through that to the listener is only these small fragments, remains of the effort that's being put in to make the sound. So it highlights the act of hearing and listening and trying to identify through sound what's happening. And sometimes you're listening to actually an inaudible action. So for example, in the reel as imaginary, the speaker, the person might be yelling, but you can't hear what they're saying because the wall of sound is so massive. Or maybe you only hear parts of their speech. So it's this kind of glimpsing through and using these sound to filter the live performer. And that's what really interested us about these Rauschen pieces. Peter Oblinger has a lot of other different kinds of things he explores, but the Raoshin pieces focus in on that aspect.